I'm Karen Chapman Novakowski, and today I'm speaking with Cheryl Dolvin, who recently presented a webinar for the Military Families Learning Network entitled Eating Well While Eating Out: How Calories on the Menu Can Help Guide Healthy Choices. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thanks for having me.
As a dietitian, what do you feel are the important points for other dietitians in terms of restaurant labeling?
I think there's two things I would point out. First, don't underestimate how much education is still needed to help consumers use the calories they see on the menu. I had the opportunity to do some focus groups about calories and calories on the menu, and I was shocked and shaken about how many people not only didn't understand the basic concept of calories, but they certainly didn't know how many calories they need each day. And this means that the numbers on the menu that they'll see will be meaningless, right? So it's really going to be incumbent upon us to surround the consumer with education so that they have the context to use the numbers that they see on the menu. Now, the second thing is that it's critical that we understand that there will always be a little bit of variation between the calories reported on the menu and the calories actually served in the restaurant, right? Now, that variation should not be extreme. I'm certainly not supporting that. But at the end of the day, cooking is an art, and nutrient analysis is by design an estimation, right? It's not an exact science, even when it's done in a lab, right? I mean, if you think about it, right, we work with food. We know that there's inherent, unavoidable variation in food ingredients. Potatoes don't come out of the ground exactly the same size with the same amount of fiber, right? Tomatoes don't come off the vine with exactly the same amount of vitamin C, right? And then that's complicated by the fact that restaurant meals aren't made on an assembly line of a manufacturing plant. They're made by human hands. Now, having worked in the restaurant business, I can tell you that restaurants, especially chain restaurants, who will have to comply with menu labeling, they have every incentive to make the same recipe the same every time. That's the business they're in. It's the business of standardization. And they have a ton of controls in place to do that. But at the end of the day, you can really never make the same recipe exactly the same every time. And Karen, this is why I'm bringing it up. It's because history tells us that there's going to be a lot of gotcha reporting when calories come on the menu, right? And I think those types of sensational headlines, like you can't believe the calories that you see, really only give the consumer an excuse to ignore and not use calories on the menu. And that is absolutely the last thing that we want to do when this is such an important initiative. So restaurants do need to be accountable for accurate analysis, but it's important as food and nutrition professionals that we remember accurate does not mean exact.
Cheryl, I think that is so very important. Thank you for pointing that out. Is there anything that we as dietitians can do to communicate more effectively with our clients and the public about restaurant labeling?
Well, I think aside from helping consumers understand calories and helping critics understand accurate isn't exact when it comes to reporting, I think it's really important to keep messages positive and help consumers use the numbers that they see. You know, I think that the consumers who are already interested in making healthy choices when they go out to eat, they're the ones that are choosing foods that are less fried and drifting on the side and those types of things, they're going to readily accept, embrace, and use the calories they see on the menu. It's going to be that segment who's a little bit less motivated, if you will, to make healthy choices where our real work is going to be.
I agree completely. And thank you, Cheryl. Anyone who hasn't heard the webinar, Eating Well While Eating Out, please go to the Military Families Learning Network Learn Event page and check it out.